Welcome to Talks from the Bible, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, whereunto he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul writes to the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. They have this position because of the gospel. They are in the church of God and the Lord Jesus Christ because of the gospel. God calls men by the gospel. God, through the preaching of the gospel, invites the human heart to know Him, to believe upon Him, and to serve Him. By the gospel, we have the power to obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is the message of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. When Christ arose from the dead on the third day, he had conquered death. He had conquered sin. He had provided redemption to those who would believe upon him and obey him in loving faith. The promise of our life in Christ is the glory of Christ. Christ ascended into the heavens, was set at the right hand of the throne of God. His authority is seen in the church, Ephesians 1:19-22. God, in love and grace and mercy, has provided the gospel of Christ so that we might be saved. We go forth preaching so that people will hear, will believe, and will obey. The gospel is God's revelation of salvation. The church at Thessalonica had been called by the gospel. We call today by the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is either accepted or rejected. Some believe, some do not believe. Some obey, some do not obey. Paul in Romans 10:16-18, they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Paul laments that some have not all obeyed the gospel. Is the reason because they have not heard the gospel? Yes, the sound of the gospel has been heard. The sound has gone into all the world, unto the ends of the world. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is preached so that we might believe. When we read the Bible, we come either to believe the Bible or we disbelieve the Bible. If we are going to obey the gospel, we must hear the gospel and believe the gospel. 1 Peter 2:7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. This states forth that if we believe in Christ, we consider him to be precious. Jesus is precious. He is the precious Savior. He is the one who is able to deliver us from the darkness of evil. He is the one that is able to enlighten our heart in the revelation of God. He is the one who can bring us to peace with God and to reconciliation with God. He is the one who can bring us into his church, the body of the saved. He is the one who can offer unto us eternal salvation. He is the one through whom the grace of God has been bestowed. Jesus is precious unto them which believe. But the unbeliever does not consider Jesus to be precious. Those which be disobedient, Jesus is the stone which is disallowed. They do not believe on Christ. They do not receive Christ. They do not accept Christ as Savior. As Jesus is preached, and the message of salvation is heard, that message will either be accepted or rejected. We will either believe the truth of the gospel or we will disbelieve the truth of the gospel. But the gospel is God's divine power to save humanity. Paul writes to the church of God, to the saints who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, concerning the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The record of Paul's preaching in Corinth is found in Acts the 18th chapter. Paul said, in Corinth I declared unto you the gospel. The contents of the gospel, the message of the gospel, was Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The Old Testament prophets had spoken concerning the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. This was the content of the gospel. This was the message of power that Paul had preached in Corinth. And Paul said, I preached the gospel to you in Corinth. You received the gospel. You stand in the gospel. And if you keep in memory what has been preached unto you, ye shall be saved. The gospel has the power to save when we hear, when we receive, and when we live according to the terms of the gospel. Romans 1, verse 16, Paul said, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The gospel is God's power to save those who believe. Of course, the gospel will not save those who do not believe. Many will refuse to hear the gospel. Many will refuse to believe the gospel, and as a result, they cannot be saved. God wants us to be saved. He desires that you and I be saved. We hear the gospel. We must believe the gospel. The gospel is God's power to save. The message of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead on the third day is the power of God to save humanity. God has no other power. There is no other way by which we can be saved, by which we will be saved, outside of the gospel of Christ. We must listen to the gospel. We must hear the gospel. We must read the gospel in the pages of the Bible and live according to the gospel. The gospel must direct our lifestyle. Paul told the Corinthians, You are saved if you stand in the gospel. They had to continue to live according to the terms of the gospel. Philippians 1, verse 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. Their conversation, their manner of life, must be according to the gospel. The gospel is God's message to save. We are told what we must do to be saved. But the gospel is also a blueprint of life. It tells us how to live our life so that we will be pleasing and acceptable unto God. Our conversation is to be according to the gospel of Christ. We are to live according to the standard of God. And they were to strive together for the faith of the gospel. We must strive to live according to the gospel. The devil presents temptation. The devil tries to allure us. The world tries to deceive us, and so we must strive to live according to the gospel. We must overcome temptation. We must deal with adversity and affliction. We must be able to live by the standard of the gospel in a world that is adverse to the gospel, in a world that is negative toward the gospel. We must live according to the gospel in a world that is dark and sinful. We must abide in the teachings of Christ and stand in those teachings and live according to those teachings. We must live in holiness of conduct so that we can be as God and we can be saved by the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 2:15, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle." We must hold to that which we have been taught. We must continue to abide in the teaching of Christ. One can obey the gospel and turn away from the gospel. One can become saved and drift off into sin and live in sin and reject Christ, turn his back upon Christ, and be lost. The Bible urges us to stand fast in the gospel. That means that the gospel controls our conduct. The teaching of the Word of God controls how we live and determines how we live. Colossians 2:6, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." The Christian life is a constant walk in a relationship with Jesus Christ. We are to be holy in our conduct. 1 Peter 1:13-16, "Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober, hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust and your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." God is a holy God. The gospel is a message of holiness. The lifestyle and conduct of those who obey the gospel must be a holy conduct and a holy life. As obedient children to the gospel of Christ, we must not fashion ourselves according to our former lust, but rather we must fashion ourselves according to the truth of God. The directive of Scripture is that we be holy in conduct. 1 Peter 2:11, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul." Our fleshly lust wars against our soul. We must be able to overcome those lusts. We must be able to reject and flee from the temptations of Satan, so that we may not violate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:14, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." The gospel is a message of holiness. The gospel is a truth of holy conduct, lived in obedience to the will of God, whereby we become the people of God and have the hope of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to behave as God wants us to behave and live as God wants us to live. 1 Peter 2:9-10, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." What a privilege bestowed upon us by the Lord God through the gospel of Jesus Christ. In hearing and obeying the gospel, we become a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people, and the conduct of our life is to show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. From the darkness of sin and evil, we have been called into the light of God, so that we have become the people of God. This is the power of the gospel. Hear the gospel, obey the gospel, live according to the gospel. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.